Earlier today, a group of community members spoke to the Board of County Commissioners and asked them to support funding for Phase 3 of the Myrtle Street reconstruction, which would provide bike lanes and sidewalks on the segment of the narrow high-speed road between Old Bradenton Road and US 301. Yesterday, I spoke with President of Florida Walks and Bikes, Mike Lachey, who has helped to organize the Myrtle Street Advocates, who represent a number of neighborhood associations in the area, about how and why this has become an issue. Here is a portion of that interview. So, what is it about this section of Myrtle Street that's gotten people concerned?
Well, the problem with this road, and all one has to do is to drive it once, and you'll see what we're talking about, is that it's narrow, it's high speed, and it lacks the basic amenities that we would expect for a road that serves this kind of, serves the institutions along it. Where there are sidewalks, they are discontinuous, and on the north side, there are no sidewalks at all. Yet, this is the road right along this segment from Old Bradenton to US 301, has Booker High School along it, and children trying to get to Booker High School along this. It's got Robert L. Taylor Community Center, and then this road feeds on the other side of US 301, feeds Booker Middle School. So you have people trying to walk on it, and there's lapping sidewalk. You have people trying to bike on it, and there are no bike lanes, and it's narrow, so you have cars and a lot of commercial and heavy vehicles serving some of the industrial uses on the north side. So it's accidents and crashes waiting to happen. Plus, it lacks lighting, and this is something I didn't know about earlier. But the people at Booker High School are very concerned because they have cultural and sporting events there, and it's a dark road. So there was a lot of concern. There's been a lot of hope in the community that this road would one day be reconstructed. And so when there was announced that they were going to go to work on it, we were expecting them to completely reconstruct the road, and then when they announced they were just going to put sidewalks on the south side, and that was it. There was a major disappointment. So the concern is that the road is dangerous, and the concern is that the public authorities, the county and the city, won't be doing enough to fix it.
Who's involved in attempting to secure the repairs?
My organization, Florida Walks and Bikes, also Bicycle Pedestrian Advocates. You have the Sarasota NAACP. You have Booker High School, which has sent a letter. You have the North Trail Redevelopment Partnership. And that's a business organization along the North Trail. And their concern is that Booker, unless it's a good road, won't adequately feed the North Trail. Then you have the Council of City Neighborhood Associations, and that's the City Neighborhood Association. You also have the County Organization of Neighborhood Associations. That's the County Organization of Neighborhood Associations. Plus, you've got a historic alliance of all five neighborhood associations that live on the Myrtle Corridor. They have never cooperated on anything before. You've got Indian Beach Sapphire Shores, you have Bayou Oaks, Amaryllis Park, Cheney's Garden, and you have the North County Community Organization. All five neighborhood associations along that have joined together to see that Myrtle becomes a road up to the standard of roads elsewhere in the county.
What do they propose be done, and how much will that cost?
Well, what we would like is, and this is not asking for anything unusual, this is what the county does whenever they build roads elsewhere in the county, is that it have bike lanes, that it have sidewalks, that it have lighting, and those are our concerns. The county is also going to throw in a major drainage project into it as well, which I think was the impetus for the county getting involved at all. I think they're more concerned about drainage than anything else. So we're just asking for a road up to the basic Sarasota County standards. Total cost on this will be, it's estimated, at around $6.9 million, of which $3.8 million has already been budgeted from the city and the county. The city budgeted $2.2 million and the county budgeted $1.6 million. So it being that the city has already done its more than its share, because only a quarter of this corridor runs in the city. So we're looking at the county to come up with the rest of the funding, which is approximately $3.1 million, to actually finish off the project in what we call Phase 3. Phase 1 is going to be as intersection improvements along US 301 and sidewalks north and south. Phase 2 will be sidewalks north and south, plus some lighting and maybe some drainage, and then design the rest. And then Phase 3 is where we're actually going to see the road get reconstructed with bike lanes, and probably they'll finish off the drainage.
Okay, well, thank you so much for explaining that to us, Mr. Lachey.
Thank you, Tyler. It's been a pleasure to be on the show.
For WSLR, this is Tyler Whitson.